The power of self-growth. Becoming the best version of yourself. Good morning slash afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about something that affects every single one of us, self-growth. This isn't just about setting goals or trying to be better. It's about how we, as individuals, can grow in a way that benefits not just ourselves, but the people around us. What is self-growth? Self-growth is the process of improving yourself in different areas of life, mentally, emotionally, socially, and even physically. It's about developing skills, overcoming challenges, and becoming a stronger, more confident person. But here's the thing, self-growth isn't just personal. When we work on ourselves, we also make a positive impact on our families, friends, and communities. Why does self-growth matter? Think about the people you admire, leaders, activists, artists, or even friends and family members who inspire you. What do they all have in common? They didn't just wake up one day and become who they are. They grew into the people they are through hard work, persistence, and learning from their mistakes. Self-growth helps us build confidence, improve relationships, reach personal and academic goals, contribute to society in meaningful ways. The growth mindset. A big part of self-growth is having a growth mindset. That means believing that your abilities and intelligence aren't fixed. You can improve through effort and persistence. Instead of saying, I'm just bad at this, say, I can improve if I keep trying. Instead of thinking, I failed, think, I learned something new. This mindset makes the difference between giving up and pushing forward. Steps to self-growth. So how do we actually grow? It takes time, effort, and reflection. Here are three steps to help guide you. Set goals. Choose something specific to work on. Maybe it's improving your grades, managing stress, or becoming a better communicator. Take action. Growth happens when we push ourselves outside our comfort zones. Try new things, ask for help, and keep going even when it's tough. Reflect and adjust. Take time to think about what's working and what's not. Adjust your approach and keep learning. The social impact of self-growth. Here's the most important part. Self-growth isn't just about you. When you grow, you help others grow too. When you're more confident, you inspire others to believe in themselves. When you develop strong communication skills, you improve your friendships and relationships. When you take care of your mental and emotional health, you create a more positive environment for those around you. In other words, your growth creates a ripple effect, overcoming challenges. Of course, self-growth isn't easy. We all face obstacles like fear, failure, and self-doubt. But remember, growth happens because of challenges, not in spite of them. Every mistake is a lesson. Every setback is an opportunity to learn. Keep going, even when it's tough. Call to action. So here's my challenge for you. Think about one area of your life where you want to grow. What's one step you can take this week to move forward? You don't have to change everything overnight. Growth is a journey. The important thing is to start. Final thoughts. Self-growth isn't just about becoming better for yourself. It's about using your growth to make a difference. So keep learning, keep pushing yourself, and keep making a positive impact on the world around you. Thank you.